The Orioles hosting the Nationals, and the return of Matt Wieters to Baltimore. Bottom of the first, Joey Rickard would give the fans a reason for an ovation against Nationals starter Gio Gonzalez.
Shin guard tap for Wieters. Now the pitch. Fastball hit in the air to left toward the line. This one's way back and is going to go. It's a home run. Joey Rickard turns on a 2-1 pitch from Gio Gonzalez, and it's a line drive to left field. And he got out of here in a hurry for Rickard, his first home run of the year. For Gio Gonzalez, the fifth home run he has given up to a right-handed hitter. Now the windup. The left-hander deals. Fastball hit in the air to deep left field. This one's gone. Way, way back. And gone goodbye. That one about 15 rows over the 364-foot marker. That pitch was up in the zone, and Trumbo tomahawks it out of here. His third home run of the season and 14th RBI. Three of his five hits were home runs, and swinging a drive deep left center field. This one's way back. Going, going, and gone. Goodbye. Over the Orioles bullpen, off the back wall of the Nationals bullpen. A tremendous home run for Trey Mancini. That's his seventh home run of the year. RBI's 19 and 20. And the Orioles have broken open the long ball swing here in the first inning. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a drive. It well to left field. This is way back. Going, going, and gone. Goodbye. About five rows deep to the left of the 364 mark in left center field. Bryce Harper wins that battle on the seventh pitch with his 10th home run of the year, his second run batted into the night. And 28th of the year, and with two out and nobody on now here at the top of the eighth inning. And up here in a big spot. Runners second and third and one out. Now the pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the first baseline. Fair fielded by Davis. Lynn didn't go, and Turner did. And now Turner's in a rundown. They run towards him, and Davis flips to Hardy. Now Lynn is caught between second and third. Hardy's going to run and tag him out, and the game's over. Oh, my goodness. That, folks, was just plain awful.
The Orioles take the first game of the series by a 6-4 final. Kevin Gausman throws his longest start of the season, lasting seven innings to pick up the win. Caleb Joseph for the Orioles, four hits, matching a career high. The Nationals do not start off well in the Beltway series as they lose the first game to the Orioles at Camden Yards by a 6-4 score. Here's manager Dusty Baker.
It was my read and the base runner's read was two different things. So it was miscommunication.
What was kind of your thinking through that whole inning as that's unfolding, you know, putting Trey at second, Goodwin pinch hitting, just how did you guys kind of go about?
How did you guys, you mean me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Trey was a tying run at second base. Goody hit for Taylor. I needed some contact. And then I was going to hit for, if they didn't come through, I was going to hit Heisey for default. Trey goes to shortstop, stays in the game, and then Lobaton goes in default spot.
Because of the mental day, you didn't want Trey at the plate at all in the ninth inning, or was?
Well, who's he going to hit for?
I mean, you were making pinch hitting, so I just was wondering.
Pardon?
I said you were pinch hitting guys. I was wondering if he was in consideration or not.
No, he was consideration. The way it was unfolded, I was going to hit for default. And Trey was going to run for, you know, my best base runner is tying the game up. And then one of my best pinch hitters was going to hit for default. That's how I planned it, and that's how it was working. And then in the ninth, it didn't work out.
Rough night for Gio, something you haven't seen this year. Not hitting his spots, or just one of those nights?
Well, early, you know, he wasn't hitting the spots. You know, he's supposed to throw one pitch away, and the ball got in. Another pitch was supposed to be in, and it got away. And, that first inning, you know, he settled down after the number of home runs that they hit in that inning. And then, he settled down after that and was throwing the ball well, you know. But, the bottom of the order killed us tonight. I mean, I think they got 10 hits, and nine of them were from 7, 8, and 9. And we held the top of the order in pretty good check. you know. But then Caleb had a, had a career night. Joseph did, and you know, he rolled the lineup around, which is what he's supposed to do.
What do you kind of hope to see from Blake Trinan as you work him into these situations and try to kind of figure things out?
Strikes and aggressive strikes. I mean, he threw the ball well tonight. He threw the ball well. Blanton threw the ball better, you know. And like I said, I mean, we had action on coming back and snatching that game the way Phillies did on us yesterday.
Did Bryce show any ill effects to you coming back from the ground?
No,
in cold weather?
No, he looked good. I mean, he looked real good, especially when he hit that ball left field like a right hand hitter. You know, that shows me that his hip rotation and everything was good. And I'm glad I held him out, you know, another day. So maybe he'll start rolling again from here.
Washington's Trey Turner describes that the team had chances.
You know, just trying to run the bases as best as I can, and saw infield back. Knew Goody was up and saw the ball hit to the right side, so I figured we, you know, move up. But I was, Hen told me before the play, I was supposed to keep my eyes on Adam, and I had been watching the ball to see if, you know, it had gotten through and if I could score. So, you know, I got a little ahead of myself and caused the situation.
Once that happens, what do you try to do just to extend that play as long as
you can't? And especially with a veteran guy like Hardy, you know, he did the right thing. He didn't give up the ball. He pushed me all the way to third, and then he's either going to get, you know, me or Adam one way or another, and hope for a, you know, an error of some sort. But, you know, they have a good infield, so I didn't expect it.
Game 2 of the series Tuesday has Max Scherzer taking the mound for Washington.